Give us today our daily bread. And day after day, you provide for us and sustain us. Not just with the foodstuffs that fill our hungry stomachs, but with blessings that fill our hearts, friendships, fulfillments, experiences, and above all, love. Lord, teach us to recognise the extraordinary lives that we have been given. From the fullness of our own lives, help us to be ready to serve others. We have so much to give, for our lives have been made abundant in possessions and spirit. May we be driven to show generosity to those we live with, our families, those in our communities, towns and cities, those with whom we work and socialise, those strangers who live beside us, away from us, those whose lives are a struggle. Lord, this day we pray for the poor, the homeless, the sick and the dying. We pray for the widow and the widower, the parentless, and for those who feel isolated in the face of changes in society. We pray for those who make a life out of caring for others, for the carers in our community, the professionals in a life of service. and the aid workers who put comfort to one side and who give time and energy to the many good causes that exist in our world today. Lord, let us be open to the work of your Spirit. And Lord, challenge us to remember that you work in mysterious ways. Help us to be open to the leading and the prompting of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, in the stillness of these moments, we bring to you our prayers. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. And together now, we pray in the words that Jesus taught his first followers as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Go now in peace, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and with all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.
One in spirit and in heart.